Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakening Self Radio and this evening's Meditation and Inspiration Show. This is your host, Reverend Connie Habash, and I'm really grateful and joyful to share this time with you. It's October. It's a special time of year for me. I love the fall. And I can't tell you a more potent time right now for me for meditating. This is the time where I start to feel that call to go inward. And I don't know about you, but I really am longing for and craving for that peace and that space that I get from meditating, and that you can too. But I know a lot of people find that meditation isn't, number one, it's not so easy to do, and secondly, that they don't always find any peace in doing it. But I think a lot of that is because of the demands we put on ourselves about it, and the judgments and expectations that we have about meditation and how it's supposed to go and what the results are supposed to be. And I'm here to tell you tonight that it's not about any of that. Meditation is not about making demands on yourself and adding one more thing to your to-do list and one more have-to and one more way that you are trying to fix yourself, believing that you're somehow broken or not okay the way you are. That's not what meditation is about. So let's all take a big breath on that. And as you exhale, can you at least for the moment let go of all of those demands and expectations you have of yourself? Just for a few minutes. I won't tell anybody. You can have them all back in a few minutes if you want. But just for now, can you let all that go? Because meditation is very much about being able to let go of all of that. Letting go of all the expectations, including that the mind is supposed to get completely still and we're supposed to feel complete inner peace and all of that. So what are we supposed to feel? Well, the truth is there's not anything you're supposed to feel or experience in meditation. You experience whatever is. You experience whatever is in meditation. It's a fully embracing practice of whatever is, called being in the now or presence. And part of what creates such an agitated mind is our resistance of what is and our judgment of what is. So one of the things that will help you tremendously to experience a more satisfying meditation, or I don't know if that's the right word, a meditation that can bear fruit at some point, is to fully be willing to embrace what is, to be present with it. And it's a particular kind of presence. It's not just watching thoughts, but it's watching thoughts with detachment. So sometimes we think we're being present with something when we start focusing on it and ruminating on it and getting into it and going into all the details of it and telling the story about it. We can say, well, I was really present with it. I was really, you know, focusing on the anger I was experiencing. No, presence is really being with your experience, with what is, without any attachment to it, which means it flows through you like water. And that's one of the main goals of meditation practice, is to let things flow through you like water, emotions, thoughts, sensations, sounds, etc. Now, we both know that it takes some discipline to sit down and actually meditate, doesn't it? You know, we often have to overcome other habits to do it, right? TV or the computer, social media. You know how it is when you were in high school or college and you had a paper due or a test coming up. That was when you got busy with doing the laundry or washing the dishes or whatever it was to avoid that. So there's all this conditioning that we need to get over of avoidance, habits that cause us to avoid being present, to get distracted, to tune out, shut down. But this discipline doesn't have to be, again, another demand, another way that we flog ourselves and thinking, oh, you know, you've got to sit down and do this. You should do this. This is what a spiritual person would do. This is the right thing to do. Or I've got to become a better person. I've got to get over all of these emotional reactions, so I must meditate to become peaceful and all that. There's other ways to discipline ourselves. And actually, an excellent book about this is called Making a Change for Good. It's subtitled A Guide to Compassionate Self-Discipline by Sherry Huber, who is a Zen teacher. And I love her book. She has another book called The Depression Book and another one called There's Nothing Wrong with You. I think it's called that. She's got several books, and they're all just so easy and enjoyable to read, and very honest, and she's got a little sense of humor. And so in this book, she talks about what is compassionate self-discipline, not ruthless self-discipline, which is what most of us have. Even if we think we're lazy, see, that's also ruthless self-discipline, because that's your mind judging and see, you're lazy, you're not doing your meditation. And then when you do your meditation, oh, you're not doing it good enough, or you didn't sit long enough, or, you know, maybe you'll do it for a few days and then you stop doing it. See, you couldn't keep up with doing that meditation. It's like no matter what you do, it's ruthless. It's flogging you. That inner voice, that judge or that critic. Take another breath on that. Let's let that go, because there's another way. Let it go. So here's what she says about compassionate self-discipline. Compassionate self-discipline is nothing other than being present rather than engaged in distracted, unfocused, addictive behaviors based in an I need to fix myself mentality. So she just summed up very succinctly what I was saying for a few minutes. She says, we don't lack self-discipline. That's not the problem. We lack presence. We lack really being present with what is, which is actually paying attention, she says, focusing on what is here to do in this moment, and bringing compassion to all aspects of daily life. She says, compassionate self-discipline is simply allowing the intelligence and generosity that is your authentic nature to guide you in every moment. It's a very interesting sentence. Compassionate self-discipline is simply allowing the intelligence and generosity that is your authentic nature to guide you in every moment. Your true nature is this intelligence. It's awareness. Intelligence is the ability to be aware and to know and to see and to understand. You have that within you, that ability. That's your intelligence. and generosity. Your authentic nature is generous. What does that mean? That means it's always here and it's always willing to give you presence and awareness. If you choose that, it's always available though. But it's our choice. We can choose to have that awareness or not. It's also innately compassionate because it's presence itself. That's our true nature, our authentic nature. But we often don't choose it. We often choose to avoid ourselves, to distract ourselves from this moment. Quite often from pain in the past. Conditioning. Sherry Huber talks about our conditioning that started the moment we were born. Condition us to not notice our own true authentic self, to be who people told us we should and have to be. So I invite you to reflect on all that. And I'd like for you to make some time and space now to be able to just be in your meditation tonight as I lead you through this. Meditation is a gift of space and timelessness. You let go of the idea of time. And if you want to set a timer so that you can be timeless, that's fine. I find that that helps me sometimes. If I know that, I'm going to have a limited amount of time and something is going to let me know that that time is done, then I can let go into that and I can release checking the clock. And that's one reason why a guided meditation can be really helpful, because you know that you'll be guided to the ending of the meditation and brought out of it. But it gives you, this time to meditate gives you space for you to just be. We don't know how to simply be in our culture anymore. We're so achievement-oriented, doing-oriented, fast and quick results-oriented that it keeps us on the hamster wheel constantly. And this is a time when we meditate where we can simply be, and that it's tremendously refreshing and renewing for our energy, and it's vital for our body. It's vital for our body to have this quiet downtime to just be, other than sleep. Well, first of all, most of our culture is sleep deprived. There's a lot of studies out on that right now. So we need more sleep. But meditation gives us that conscious rest to just let ourselves be, to start to let our mind relax, to give ourselves permission to have some space and time in our life where we're not constantly going over the to-do list or our worries or fears or issues. So you can also imagine taking all that stuff I just named and putting it into a box or a basket, maybe outside of your meditation space, and knowing that you can pick it up again when you're done. So, go ahead and prepare yourself now for about 10 minutes of meditation time. So find a comfortable place to sit where you are, or you can do it on the floor, you can sit in a chair, even right there at your computer desk if that's where you're listening to this. If you're listening to this in a podcast, you can, do a walking meditation with this. You can simply Have your eyes open and soft, and just let yourself slowly walk if you're out listening to this walking. But most of you are probably sitting here. Make sure you're upright. It's tempting to want to lie down to meditate, and that can be done for certain kinds of relaxation, but the risk, of course, is that you'll fall asleep. And it's not a bad thing if you do, but it's a great opportunity if you can stay awake. So letting your eyes close now. Remember, this is a time to let go of your demands of yourself and others. To let go. Let's take some conscious, deep, steady breaths. And as you exhale, release and let go your body. Let go of any tension. Breathing in to this moment. Presence here. As you exhale, let go of worries, fears, concerns, stress. Just let it go. You really don't need it. Breathing in again to this moment, presence. Exhaling again, letting go of stress and tension. Letting yourself be. Breathing into that beingness. As you exhale, let go of anger, let go of frustration, stuckness, boredom. Breathing in presence. As you exhale, let go of judging, evaluating, or criticizing, comparing what is going on for you. Whatever is going on is just how it is. Keep that deep breath going, deep and steady. There's no expectations. It's simply whatever is. If you find thoughts arising, notice them without being attached to them in any way, and let them flow by like leaves floating by on a stream. Deep, steady breath. If you feel an emotion or a sensation, be present with that in your body. But don't hold on to it or cling to it. Don't try and fight it. It's not good or bad. Just notice it lightly. And let it flow through. Just imagine it like a color or an energy flowing through you. And let it go. Don't try to hold on to it. Let go of any stories about it. Come back to your breath. There's no particular experience you're supposed to have. You're just being with the experience you're having. Receptive and open. Aware. Present. Gradually allow your breath to just soften and drop into its own natural rhythm. And imagine a vast spaciousness, a comfortable, open spaciousness, both inside you and around you. That it has more than enough room for anything that arises for you. You're not confined. You're not held in any way. It's really spacious and open and at ease. This presence gives you lots of space to just be. Rest and relax in that spaciousness. Be at ease and keep your attention gently and lightly on your breath. Nothing to do with your breath. You're just noticing it, present with the inhalations, and present with the exhalations. Do you find yourself falling asleep or drifting off? And you just realized that, and that brings you back to presence and awareness. So rather than finding a reason to judge yourself when you notice that you've drifted off, there's nothing bad or wrong about the fact that that happened. That's part of what is right now. And you just woke up and became aware of it. And every time you can awaken and be aware of what's going on, that's bringing you back to presence. That's exactly the intention. And it's okay if you come back to awareness once during your meditation or 45 times. That's the practice. So again, notice your breath as we're bringing this short time together in meditation without any demands, just being with what is. This is actually a very good preparation for sitting for longer periods. You can feel free to listen to it again and again to initiate your meditation practice. And if you want, after the show, you can simply continue to sit, breathing, being, giving yourself that spaciousness. This time free of everything, simply aware. I thank you for tuning in tonight to Meditation and Inspiration on the Awakening Self Radio Show. If you want to find out about more programs, other events, or to read some of my inspirational articles, you can find more inspiration on my website, awakeningself.com. For now, I'll leave you to be with that presence within you, which is the divine within you, your authentic self. Let yourself enjoy this time to simply be. And I look forward to sharing this time with you again on Meditation and Inspiration on Awakening Self Radio. Namaste.